Hello, hello, and welcome to today's Q&A call. This is Susie, and as some of you all know, I'm in New York City, but I could not be happier than being here with you and the juicy, juicy questions that you've put forward for today. Welcome to our Q&A calls. In a moment, I'll explain how these work because I know we've got quite a few new idealists here. And of course, we're expecting both the alumni and the new idealists to be joining us here today. We do have some apologies. Diane Irving is unable to be here. Same with Deb Bauer, Karen. Joe may not make it, although I thought I saw Joe was here. Yes, she is. Great. And Anita's going to be a little bit late. Someone has arrived and their mic's open. We might just get that closed. If we can, Joe. Who is that? Okay, all right, seems to have gone quiet, no problem. And I'm sure we're expecting a couple of people to arrive late. Hope you've had a great week so far. For those of you who are in states where you are celebrating a long weekend, I hope it was lovely. And let's dive in. So here's what's coming up today. We are going to look at a couple of ideal moments. We are going to dive into your questions, and we've had a lot of questions. I'm going to move through them pretty quickly. Now, the difference between the questions here today and any questions you ask inside of the group is just that I answer them right here, you know, on video with a little more detail, perhaps, than is easy for me to do in written format. But these are the exact sort of questions that you want to be asking in the group all day long. For not only me to answer, because I'll be doing primarily the answering here today, but also for the rest of the idealists to pipe in. So we've got your questions. In the event that we have any time left over, we may take some questions, but you really want to be submitting questions for this session way in advance. And so we look this morning, we think we've got every single question. Hopefully we haven't missed any. And then when we get to the end of today, we'll wrap up pretty quickly. I'll let you know what's coming up next. Now, I realize I do not have my chat on, so I'm going to do that. Hi, Chandra. I got a hello from Chandra. Great. So let's go ahead and get our cameras on if we don't have them already. And let me take a look at you. Can I see anyone? Oh, hi. Yes, looking good. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful to see your faces. Terrific. All right. So in our ideal moments, we have a couple of little ones this week. One great news that Karina is hooking up with an influencer who is going to wear her jewelry. Now, influencers can really elevate the visibility of our products and services. And you've probably seen people on Instagram, on other social networks who will wear something or use a particular product and endorse it. And they've got thousands and thousands of followers, and so that lifts the visibility of our product. So that is really great, Karina. Inside of the group, I asked you a couple of questions, like what is the arrangement? Is she keeping the jewelry? How many mentions is she going to make? Are you formalizing it in any way, or is it more like I'm just trying this out, and if she mentions it once, that's enough. If she mentions it twice, that's great. Yeah, so have a think about how you're setting these arrangements up. And I know that when it's very early on, that's great, but you have beautiful pieces and I'm sure a lot of people will be willing to wear them. So you want to get kind of strategic around that. But awesome, awesome win. Hey, Viv, I can see Viv's joined us. We've also had a lot of our new idealists pop their connection statements in, which is awesome. And I've seen you giving feedback. And I've looked at most of them. There's a couple more that I want to go back and give you some additional information. Some of them we had discussed on the other group. And so I noticed that you're asking again. So maybe you're lacking some clarity or just wanting a little more feedback. So we want to get those dialed in and out there in the world. More connection statements here on the next slide. And one of those is from Katie Crane. Now, what I wanted to do is congratulate Katie because she's been accepted into the Marketing Success Mastermind program. And so she'll be joining that program a little later this year. We have an intake starting now through till the end of July. And then in August, she'll be part of that program, which gives her access to this program automatically. But that is it's the right program for someone with the type of business that Katie has and the stage where her business is. The other things that have been happening in the group is you've been posting your mountains for Michelle Falzon to review, which is great. And there was a limited time offer. She just did this wonderful favor that I wasn't expecting and gave us until yesterday, I think it was, or this, you know, sort of midnight last night for you to post your mountain. If you missed the opportunity, don't worry. I will review it for you. And so just go ahead and post it. If you posted it and you haven't heard from her, just know that she's going to get to them as soon as she can. I know she's traveling this week, but you want to just keep moving forward with whatever you can and asking any questions to try and get some more clarity so that you are always moving forward. So Michelle was our guest at the implementation day. And of course, she's been reviewing these mountains. And there's one other opportunity that we'll have to work with her during this program, and that is at a bonus that we're doing in July, which is a Marketing Mountain Masterclass. So that's Michelle's participation in the program. And as I said, where you'll find Michelle normally is inside the Mastermind program. And obviously do listen to the Content Source podcast. That's the one we do together. And you're always going to get great marketing support there, including, you know, if you can ask questions over on the Content Source page, you know, we'll answer those on the show as well. All righty. Joe says, I just spoke my connection statement to a community group when I was promoting my workshops. Yes. Fantastic. Love it, love it, love it. Great. How did that feel? Let me know. Pop something in the chat. All right. So as I said, we've got lots of great questions. I'm hoping we have enough time. I'm going to move through as quickly as I can. And I'm going to have you stay in listen-only mode. Go ahead and put comments in the chat and I will get round to those, but I want to stay really on track so that I can get to everybody's questions. And some of you know need to know that you're going to leave with more questions than perhaps answers, because I've had a look at your questions and I have some questions back to you. But we're going to keep moving forward. And even if you didn't ask a question, you're going to get a lot of value just by listening in to what the others have asked. Joe says it was nerve-wracking but worked well. Thanks so much. Oh, you're very welcome. Congratulations. The more you practice it, the more you'll be able to fine-tune it. You'll see how it lands, you know, and if there's any level of lack of clarity or confusion on the other person's part, you can then just start to tweak it. But you've got something very, very powerful in your hands. Very good. All right. So the first question we are tackling, I'm going to say, is the easiest one. And this one is from Selena. And Selena asked, do you need to have a website before you start marketing one of your programs? I'm going to reiterate the question. So if you can't see them because they're too small on your screen, then know that I'm going to speak them. Can you do a landing page and create a LinkedIn profile? I have an old website, old LinkedIn profile that doesn't reflect my new focus. However, I don't want to wait until I develop a new website. Is a website necessary these days? And I don't want to rush into developing a new website. Can it be replaced permanently by something else, for example, a landing page? So, and I think Laurel already helped answer this by saying, yes, absolutely. You can just create a landing page for this particular offer, this particular mountain. A website is not a great place to send people to unless you are funneling them into specific offers. So anytime we are doing either a membership launch or the Ideal Business Accelerator or a course or a quiz or a free download, we're actually sending people to a dedicated landing page. That's where we're driving the traffic. Remember, we talked about earned, paid, and owned traffic. We use our website for the casual audience that comes its way, and we do try and capture people there and direct them towards different lead magnets and into funnels, but there's so many ways they can be distracted, especially if you have a broad range of products and services. So what I would use your website for is for your top lead magnet or your top offer, putting that right above the fold, and by that I mean at the top of the screen, and directing people to there. Otherwise, you want to be directing them to a landing page where they have no distractions. There's no navigation. There's nothing that's going to distract you. And so we've got a couple of resources for you. One is updating your LinkedIn profile, which I absolutely think you should do. We did a masterclass not that long ago with one of our members. And so we're going to put that link here. And how to write a landing page that converts is a podcast, part one and two, that we did on the Content Source podcast. This is a link to part one. And when you get to part one, you'll be able to go on to part two. And Chandra says she likes that reference for the casual audience. Yeah. So we get up to 30,000 visitors a month on our site. But there's so many rabbit holes they can go down. There's so many things to distract them that for me, my only hope is that we generate some leads, which we do from the website. And we're always trying to optimize that. And the reason we get so much traffic is so we have a lot of content. But the where we sell from is actually from our landing pages. So, Salida, hope that helps. And thank you for the question that I can answer in 5 minutes or less. So, let me know how you go. And do have a look at those resources I've given you, because they're going to give you some great places to start. I know you also posted your ideal client avatar question inside the group, and that you're waiting on people to interview. But if anyone here in the group identifies as being a woman, or sort of a mature woman who feels introverted but wants to be out there more, but her introversion is keeping her from really building her platform and being an influencer, then you want to raise your hand and let Celine know that you might be good for her to interview as an ideal client. And Laurel says, well, I always thought an offer should be on a website in case they want to check out other aspects of the product. Having just landed is a new concept for me. I guess it's important to include the aspects you like and important on the landing page. Yes, absolutely. Now, you have an e-commerce store, so for you, it's slightly different. We're going to be talking about your sales process in a moment. And same with Deb Bauer, for instance, or Joanne Ivy, you have an e-commerce store, or even Karina. So that's perfect. But if you're doing a particular offer, then you want to be doing a takeover. I was talking with one of our masterminders the other day, Tracy, who sells devices for people with disabilities, and she's reintroducing to the market a product that's been off the market for a while. So she's not doing a landing page, but she's taking over her website for a period of time with just this offer. And by taking it over, it means she's not going to tell them about the 25,000 different devices she has. She's going to be focusing on this one device. So it's the same with Deb, right? People could go there. There's a store of fabulous products. But if you're going to have an offer, you want that to be the one thing. And so you could divert them to a dedicated page about that. You can use a dedicated page inside of your website, but you want to remember always that there's going to be a little bit of people going off to other places just simply because they can. Right. And Viv Kane is saying she'd be happy to be interviewed, as does Linda. So I will let you follow those up. That's great. Awesome. Great. Alrighty. So Linda's question is next, and she was wondering where her offer sits in relation to the sales funnel that she sketched out. And she tells us that her sales funnel is a downloadable lead magnet, which is what time poor, stressed out, balanced women need to come. Feel calm, clear, focused, and centered. There's a free consultation. There's an offer, then, and etc. She goes on to explain what it is. So here's what I want you to understand: that we're talking about a couple of different things. And so we're talking about the mountain, and that's your sales funnel. It's what's taking people up the mountain to buy the what. And then your offer relates to your what. And you did a really great job of outlining your offer in the brochure that you created. So the sales funnel is the who, the what, and the how. They're the three components. The what is the thing you are selling. That is where your offer comes in. You wrap your offer around this what. Sorry, these arrows are not building in the correct order here. Robert and I thought we'd caught them all. There we go. So the activity inside the funnel can be multiple steps. So at the bottom of your mountain, Linda, you're offering your lead magnet, and that's the what time poor, stressed out, out of balance business women need to feel calm, clear, focused, and centered. Your step two is the vine that Tarzan is going to swing on, right, on the way up to what it is that you're selling at the top of the mountain. So your offer is your what. It has those seven elements. But your sales funnel is this funnel. It's taking people through awareness, consideration, up to conversion. Hopefully that makes sense. Let me know if you've got any questions. All right, I'm going to keep going. All right, Ange. Is Ange here? Yes, she is. Hey. Ange says, in my opt-in, Michelle suggested I aim it more at my target market, which is 45 to 55-year-old professional women. How do I frame that, says Ange. My opt-in is the perfect poo checklist. She said, do I need to write the 45-year-old female perfect poo checklist? And how do you target only this age group? Now, this is a great question. A couple of others piped in and said, agree. This is a question I have too. I love how you're all very collaborative in your in your questions and supporting each other by saying, yeah, I've got that question too. And this is why I'm saying this session is going to be great, whether this is your question or not. And Linda says, yep, that's clear. I got a bit confused when asked where I would be promoting the offer. I think I took that out of context and thought it referred to the brochure. She's clear now. Great. All right. So Ange is saying, this is for, you know, Michelle suggested I aim this at 45 to 55 year old women. What do I need to do? Okay. So it's a couple of things that you can do, Ange. And this applies again to everyone, because when we're talking to everyone, we're talking to no one. So if you went out with the perfect food checklist, that could be for a baby, it could be for a teenager, it could be for an elderly gentleman, it could be for a mature woman, it could be for someone who's been unwell and has been on medication and therefore they're constipated, right? So who are we targeting it at? So your images are going to relay who this is for. And so this is the sort of thing Michelle's talking about. So in your imagery, you're going to depict this woman. In the copy you use, you're going to depict this woman, and the language that you're going to use, Ange, is going to have come from the language that your clients use. This is going to be language that they have told you inside of your interviews, which I believe you have done some already. But our interviews, our surveys, our customer service questions that we get, all those things are fodder for our copy. And so you're going to be using back the language that the ideal client was using. And so you'll find that the way this 45 to 55 year old woman talks about her bowel movements, you might find some regular themes. What you want to title your checklist is something related to them. So yes, you're going to say something like 8 facts women over 50 should know about healthy bowel movements, right? That might be your subheading. I just made that up. Or the perfect poo checklist for mature women. Not as good, but you know what I mean? You want to come up with a few headlines that identifies the ideal client and says what the thing is about. Yvonne Shepherd of Women's Fitness Adventures is one of our masterminders, and she's currently working on an ebook. Her audience is also women 50 plus. And she's working on an ebook, and she's putting the word women 50 plus right in her headline, right? So that she knows that I know if I'm reading it, that that is for me or it's not for me, depending on my age. So you can't target only those people, but by putting the criteria inside of your title, inside of your imagery, and inside of your social posts and your copy, you're going to have people say, I made this, you know, they're going to see that you made that for them, but not for them. Right, Seth Godin in his book, This Is Marketing, talks about being willing to say, I made this for you, but not for you, and really polarizing our audience and knowing that if we can go deep in a niche, we can stand out. Now, the other thing I wanted to suggest to you is to introduce yourself to Yvonne Shepherd, whose audience is women 50 plus, to Peter Gillian, whose audience is women 50 plus, and also even to just reach out in the community and say, hey, this is what I do, this is my audience, who else has this audience, maybe there's something we can do together. I think Anita's audience might be similar as well, although I don't know if they are all 50 plus, but there's a couple of things for you. Hey, Sean, welcome. And Linda's saying this is really helpful. Thanks, Susie and Ange. Great. Good, good, good. All right, is the lovely Litza here, because she is up next. She is. Hello. I can't see all your faces, but I'm going to quickly see if I can see Litza. There she is. I see her. All right. Thank you for your question, Litza. This is a good one too. Litza is asking, Susie, I need to create a step 2 for my mountain. It could be an email, a webinar, or a video. I don't know which to choose or where to start. It leads on from a quiz, and the intent is to convert to a one-on-one coaching program. The mountain and offer have been posted for Michelle to critique. Yeah, so I'm not sure if Michelle has critiqued it yet, but I know that she will get to that. I had a quick look at it, and I will leave it to her to make the first comments. But I think you've done a great job. Here's what I want to say about your step 2. I just, again, for everybody's sake, want to just reiterate, the sales funnel has the who at the bottom, and I know that you've defined who your who is. The what is your one-on-one coaching program. You've told us that. That is your what. And the how is the way up the mountain. Now, for Litza, the way that she's starting people on this path up the mountain is with a lead magnet, which is a quiz. This is going to raise awareness of who Litza is and who Litza helps and the type of solutions that you can get for your branding when you work with Litza. So the quiz is going to spark intrigue and get them moving up the mountain. Now, what you want to think about with your quiz is that one, when you do a quiz, you expect a result. So you want to be sure that in your results, you're giving them a band-aid solution and now opening up, like giving them a little bit of a result so that they feel that you're in integrity. You did the quiz. These are my results. But then you want to open up why they need to take the next step with you. Now, I don't think the step two can be an email. I do think it needs to be something a little more substantial. And the reason is that they're now going into that consideration stage. And so here they're going to be asking more questions. They want to go deeper. They really want to understand what it is that you do. So I think it is going to be a webinar. It could be a webinar or a consultation call. Now, here you can start to share success stories. You can get more in depth. You can better understand them. And here you want to be agitating the problem and giving them the generic solution and then offering your offer as the solution. So they do the quiz. They get the results. This is your Band-Aid, right? So this is like, you know, you're having a huge gash and right now you're giving them a little Band-Aid, but the problem is bigger. And so now they need to come to you. So inside the webinar or the video or the consultation, you let them know that there's a bigger solution. So I think you could definitely do a webinar if you wanted to do that, or you could do a pre-recorded video. That might be an easy one for you. And Ange says she'd want to hear from you after the initial quiz. Now, here's the thing. You're looking for one-on-one consultation. So you're not, this is a low volume, high value. So you could afford to do those consultations because I know that once people get in front of you, you can sell them. And so I think that the step two could be a consultation. But of course, you only want the most qualified people to do the consultation, right? You don't want everyone who's doing the quiz because you don't want tire kickers and you want to make sure that you're optimizing it. So that's where you need something in the middle. You need to have someone who has the tenacity to then identify, to sit through something and then identify that they are the right person for you. Okay. And Selena's saying, could it be a free book after the quiz? I wouldn't recommend a free book. I think it needs something more where we get to know Litza more. That's why I'm suggesting a video or a webinar. And I'm going to show you the Mentor Me special offer. And I've just seen here that Litza didn't get the link and Sonia sent it to her. So Robin, could we make a note just to check on Litza's file there, make sure that emails are being received? That'd be great. So I wanted to show you our Mentor Me special offer, Litza, because this is the path that we take. And this is for an $1,188 product. So I don't think it's too far away from what you're going to be charging for the one-on-one. So here's our mountain. I think that's what's going to pop up first. And at the bottom of the mountain is a free ebook. So that's the first thing. It has $0 value. Once they download the ebook immediately on the thank you page, so the page that says, hey, your ebook's on its way, there's a video that talks about mentoring. It's like the ebook's on the way, but here's something I want to let you know. The one thing that you're going to find out is that it's mentoring. That's the biggest thing that separates women who are successful from women who are not. And so what I've prepared for you is a free webinar training that tells you how to find your ideal mentor and how to know if a mentor is right for you. It's usually $59. It's absolutely free for you. And you can sign up here. And then to the right of that, they can sign up, choose a date and time to do it. Then when they go on the webinar is 90 minutes of education, an hour of which is purely how to find an ideal mentor, who has mentors, who hasn't had mentors, why Richard Branson and Oprah and all these other people endorse mentors. And then the last 20 to 30 minutes is a sales presentation on our mentoring group. So we tell them how to do it. Off you go on your own. You can find this. But if you don't want to do the legwork, then we can help you. We can find a mentor for you. We've been doing it since 1998. And here's some of our success stories, right? And so the offer is made there on the call, on the webinar. Now, it's all automated. It's the other thing I want you to know, Lisa. It's all automated. Like, I'm hoping your quiz will be and the results will be right up until the first mentoring session. So if we could advance to the next slide. Yeah. So then we've made our offer. And so your step two could be, Sonia's having trouble hearing us. I'm not sure. So Viv says, I agree. Giving your time before people qualify themselves can be a big drain on your resources. Yeah, absolutely. Great. So Lisa, is that helpful? I know you're going to have a next step question like, oh my gosh, do I need to do a webinar? If you want to do a webinar or you want to do a video, we do have a structure available for you to follow. And I think it's worth giving it a go. It's something that you haven't done before, but this is all part of it. I also know that you're very good at talking one-on-one with people. And so if you can think about another way to qualify people so that you are only spending time consulting with the right people, then absolutely go that route. Otherwise, you want to automate some of it and let people self-select. All right. Not sure why Sonia's having trouble. It sounds like everyone else. It seems like everyone else can hear me. All right, Lisa, let me know if you've got any questions. Webinar structure would be awesome. It's available. It's the Webinars That Sell podcast. It's inside of the content cells. So if you go to our website and in quote marks you put Webinars That Sell, you'll find that podcast. You can also find it on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and all those things if you look after if you look out for the Webinars That Sell episode of the podcast. Selena says, this is clarifying things for me too. And Lisa says, more planning to do will revise funnel and repost. Excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Chandra, you're welcome. Alrighty. So Sean, and Sean is here. Excellent. Sean said, hi, Susie, tomorrow's Q&A call can't come soon enough for me. I have so many questions. The most nagging right now and keeping me from moving forward with confidence is, what is the best format for presenting my offer? Presenting the offer in a follow-up email is step two, consideration stage in a high-touch and buyer's journey. I'm just going to put this ear in as well. Okay, hopefully that worked. Sean says, step one awareness is a phone conversation with her ideal client. I have some questions about that. And she said she was thinking about Linda's post where Linda was putting together her flyer and wondering if she should create a brochure or simply describe the offer in the body of the email. She says, here is the offer laid out in seven elements. And she tells us that it's a $9,500 program approximately for 16 people. She tells us all the things that are included, and her bonuses and her scarcity and her risk reversal. And she's got a special offer before the end of the financial year. And Joe, you're welcome. So this type of what has a longer pathway than some of the other mountains, than a $497 course or even a $1,000 consultation that Litza might be doing, or a, you know, $49 essential oil. Okay, so longer pathway. And this price point lends itself to more than a brochure, right? I have not known, maybe it's possible in the world, but I have not known this sort of program to be sold with a brochure. You said number one, step one is a phone conversation. And this is a little bit of a rhetorical question. I won't open up the line. I'm just going to quickly open up the line, Sean, just because I have a couple of questions. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, great, Susie. Island has Manhattan Island. Woohoo!
Oh, fabulous. You said step one is a phone conversation, but my question is, how do they even get to know about the call?
Well, I was late today because I had a bit of success with this, but it came with recommendations. So my focus has been identifying organizations in which people have attended this program when I have event, when I've staged it as an event, as a Mindful Works event.
When you've done it as a public program, you've gone to their company.
Great. That's right. So I'm following through those as the leads. And the conversation I had this morning was actually one of those people, not actually who'd been to this program, another one mentioning it to their, you know, HR training person that they wanted to do this. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Got it. So yes.
Recommendation, really, you know.
Right. Referral. So you have this base of people, just so everyone understands, you have a base of people who've done this as a public program.
Yes.
And now Sian is looking at putting it in-house. Yes. So so something to think about. Well, firstly, I know you've got the end of financial year as your target. And so getting in front of as many of those potential people as possible is going to be really key. And also then identifying who is the ideal client. Who in the organization is the ideal client, and what's and the fact that you're starting, let's forget about what happens after 30th of June, because right now you're focusing on just people who've done the public program. That's great. That answers my question. Because the thing that you want to think about after that is, what is the lead magnet that's going to get you those ideal clients so that you can speak to them? Right. So is that a breakfast session? Is it a free workshop in their workplace? And then what is the Tarzan vine that happens after that call? Is it a full blown out proposal? Like, what does someone need to make a decision that is almost $10,000 for their team? Is it some sort of consultation? And so you've got to want to think about what that is. When you spoke to the person this morning, were they the decision maker?
Yes, they were. And okay.
What did they ask you to do next?
They asked me to send them the offer. So this question is very timely.
Right. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to ask you to send the proposal.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Right. Yeah, they're going to ask you to send the proposal. So then you're going to need to be tenacious, which I'm sure you will be, with, you don't want it to be, firstly, I would not send them a proposal. I would prepare the proposal and set up a time to take them through the proposal, right? Because otherwise you're going to end up in someone's inbox, we're busy, oh, I missed it, I didn't get the email, would you resend it? Okay, so one of the keys to having a successful sales presentation is to be able to take them through it. Now, if you can't be there in person, you can also set it up as a Zoom call and just say, great, it's going to take 15 minutes for me to walk you through the proposal. If they say, well, you just send it to me, and just say, look, I really actually just like to take you through it, because there's particular questions that I'm going to have as we go through. And obviously that's really hard to do if I send it in an email. That is my recommendation.
Yeah, great.
If they're not really interested, they're going to ask you to email it. That's going to be my feeling, right? In which case, you'll go to plan B, which is, following up with, you know, did you get it? How did you go? Whatever. Or you can, if you get to sending it, then I would be saying, calling them, but great, did you get it? Great. When can we sit down and talk about it? You're going to have to get really gritty with them.
Yeah.
Because send me a proposal, it could be totally legitimate, and I hope it is, because you've come with great recommendation, or it's a stalling tactic.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, great. And Litza, who's experienced in this, she says it's also a great way to build personal engagement.
Yeah. I've really liked the high touch option.
Yeah, great. Which is fine. It's just a different way up.
Yes.
You want to think about how you're going to generate leads, because you want to automate as much of that as possible to get those right ideal clients. Yeah. Thinking about how are you going to build authority in the marketplace with this sort of ideal client. And that could be more of a content strategy, more of a long-term strategy. Also want you to think about speaking with Heidi Denning of Workplace Wellness. She's one of our members. She also sells into corporates, and she is more on the nutrition and there'll be some crossover, but it's a big marketplace. Yeah. You might find she's someone good to go in with.
Mm-hmm.
I would just talk to her. She was part of our mastermind. She's doing some interesting things in building her profile in order to get in front of those ideal clients.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. And so my encouragement is get in front of as many of those people, obviously, by the 30th of June. I think the offer is sound. I looked on your website, and obviously it's not there, but know that some of these people are going to look you up, so you want somewhere to send them.
The program is described on the website. Obviously it's a bit buried if you couldn't find it.
I couldn't find it. I looked under it, but I couldn't find anything called Mindful Works for Leaders.
It's actually, there is an under the pull-down menu, professional development, I think the menu is, Mindful Works for Leaders is there. I've had someone playing with my website.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe I just missed it. I went looking for it to see the copy.
I'm a bit worried, Susie, because someone was going into the back end in the last couple of days, and I haven't been.
All right. Well, maybe have a look. Hopefully, it's just me and I've missed it. Okay. All right.
Thanks for the heads up. I'll have a look.
All right, thank you. All right, great. And so the main things that I want to say, Shan, is that it is a longer path when we're doing the low volume, high value. And so it doesn't mean there has to be a lot more steps up the mountain, but they have to be different types of steps, because the senior person in a corporation may not be up for the free download ebook or may not attend the webinar. It could be like Tess Brooks. She does conflict resolution for big clients. And so one of the ways that she started to develop those relationships is she would run these breakfast meetings. She'd find a really, you know, a really good hook for a topic that someone in that position would be willing to attend. And she'd have 10 people there, and then she would make her offer. And she was doing hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales during these breakfast meetings, because that ideal client, that is how they buy. And so you want to always be aware of, who is my ideal client and how do they purchase, right? Because not everybody is going to, you know, buy the same way. So hope that was helpful. Very good. Liz is saying, hey, Shan, if it's an offer that is time sensitive, maybe consider a button to take the potential client straight to the offer and reduce the friction they may experience. That's a really good idea. And your scarcity is obviously something that you want to be highlighting, that it closes on the 30th of June. And I would be, reaching out to as many people as possible that sort of qualify. Laurel had a wonderful question about automation. Is Laurel here? She is. I'm going to have to find her here in the list and say hello. Hey, Anna. Now, Sonia looks like she's still here. She's here about three times, or she's not here at all. I'm not sure which one it is. All right, I'm not seeing all your cameras. All right, I'm going to keep moving on. So Laurel's question is about automation. She says, there's a couple of terms I've heard since starting Ideal, and especially at the days in Sydney. I think I'm behind the eight ball with things like email nurture sequence, email sequencing, lead magnets, onboarding sequences, but it all seems to lead to an element of automation. She says, one of my goals is to automate my business as much as possible so I can eventually achieve my life of plenty. So, and she says this is a reach retreat term, and it is. And I won't go into what it is, but this is what we do at the reach retreat in Hawaii. But Laurel has a very clear vision of what life looks like when it's totally ideal for her. And that's what she's moving towards. And so she's saying that she wants to automate her business so she can live into this more and more and be away from her business for travel. She says at the moment she's balancing client contract marketing work with her heart's desire, which is the DIY tour guide business. And she says that this is a more immediate reason to automate more. As my business is a product business, not a service business, are there any specific recommendations for greater automation with a business like mine? Any practical examples? So those of you, and Linda says right there with you, so those of you with product businesses, feel free to really chime in. Like, what sort of things have you automated? Now, this is a really great question. And whether you're in a product or a service-based business, you really want to think about, what can I automate? And what you want to automate is the things that happen over and over and over again, allowing you to spend the time on the things that matter. And so I went to your site again. I hadn't been in a while, and I just looked at the process. And I can see that someone can buy a guide as an MP3 file, or they can get a CD. So I imagine that if I go on and I put the MP3 file in the cart and then I pay, that I automatically get an email with a link to the MP3 file and I can download it. But if I choose the CD, then someone has to pack and send those. So a little less automation. So which is fine. So sometimes we can automate more purely by the business model that we create, right? It's an MP3 file or a CD. Now, you might find your ideal client is still wanting the CD. They want to pop it in the car. Then that's great. But the sort of things that you want to be automating is how people get on your email list. I know that you said you didn't have an email list, but you want to be building a database. Actually, I'm going to open up your line if I can find you. Hello.
Hello.
So did I have that right? So you ship a CD, but they automatically get the MP3? Is that how that works?
That's right. It's an automatic download. And I am looking, excuse me, to phase out the CDs at some stage. Okay. And there's also, they can go to the App Store and download an app. So I guess that's a separate sale, that doesn't happen on my website. That happens on the App Store. And Apple just take a big juicy commission.
A big juicy cut out of that. Okay, got it. So that bit's pretty automated then, because you've already set up the shopping cart, and I assume there's an email that they get or something they get with the download, or do they just go to a page where they download?
No, they get an email with a link to the download.
All right, great. So that bit is automated. So then what you want to be thinking about is automating the other communications. Now, we talked last time a little bit about are you capturing the details of anyone who sort of comes to your website and it might be interested, might be planning a vacation? Do you have anything on your site at the moment that allows them to give you their name and email address?
No.
Not before they purchase. Great. So this could be something to think about. Now, you're a communicator, so I don't think this will be too hard for you. It's just about creating consistency around this. And so what I would be thinking about is, at the bottom of the mountain, what you want to automate is, as someone comes to your website or your social media pages or wherever, that you give them an opportunity to give you their name and email address. Now, it could be with something as simple as a newsletter, which is kind of very generic, or, you know, if you had a newsletter that was tales of Australian adventures, for instance, and once a week or once a month you send out a newsletter, then that might be something people want to tap into. And we were talking very recently, well, at the one day, with Linda about her florist store and her newsletter, right? So you might have three articles every time, some photos of people out in the outback, you know, or people listening to your guides, and you send that off. And that's just a way to, and then what you would do is that you would nurture those people. And I'm going to take you through the difference between nurturers and onboarding. Bring them closer to you so that they eventually buy. Because right now, if they go to your site, they're not quite ready to buy. There's nowhere for you to see. There's only one way up. It's like, buy. That's the only way up the mountain, which is fine. When I go to the convenience store and I buy a pack of gum, he doesn't walk me up the mountain. I just pick a cup of gum and I go, and that's fine. But you might want to start to build a community of people that you're warming up, because they're planning the trip. They're not going till next year. So they don't need the guide right now, but they're thinking about it, but they're interested. And I want to give you some more reasons, because one of the things that we all need as business owners is an audience, and we need a database. We really, really do. Whether we're an architect that's going to have five clients a year, or whether we're selling a widget that we want to sell thousands of, we need to have a list of our ideal clients. And the reason we want to do that is, this is our own audience. So unlike our social media followers, we really own these people. We can communicate right into their inbox. And so I know, because you're a communicator, you will create amazing raving fans because of what the stories that you will share with them. And I know for me, if I was getting your stories and they were about the people of the outback and all these people that I know that you would love to tell the stories of, then whether I'm buying a CD or not, I'm going to stay engaged with you. And you're going to be top of mind when I do want to do that trip myself, to meet the people you're talking about or experience their lives or see that part of the country. And when it comes to nurture, again, you want to choose very carefully, Laurel, in the next like 2 to 3 months, what specifically in your business you want to be working on. But I'm going to give you a bit of stuff here so that you have some choices, and then we're going to narrow it down. How does that sound?
It sounds great.
All right, good. So I want to tell you why a nurture sequence. So one of the things that's really common for businesses to focus on, not your business so much, but is on generating new leads. But what happens is, then we get those leads and we don't do much with them. So what we want to be doing is a number of things. We want to be keeping them warm and keeping them informed so that they get to know, like, and trust us. But when they've purchased, so even if you started with this project, Laurel, and this is a project that Viv Kane is working on, and you might remember from the one day she spoke a little about this, is that one of the email sequences you might want to start off, because it's easier, is when someone does purchase. So what do we want to do when someone purchases? There's five things that you want to be doing for your new customers. And the first thing you want to do is you want to reassure them. So that is, you want to let them know that they've made a good decision, that they're going to be on their way to their trip, they're going to be so much better informed, and they're going to have this wonderful experience, right? Because people tend to go into buyer's remorse. Whether they're spending $7.95 or $79.95 or $7,900, they go into buyer's remorse. So you want to be prompt with this, right? They bought, they've got the MP3 download. The next, you know, you might send them another email just saying, again, hey, I hope you've had a chance to dive in. Here's a couple of things you can expect, whatever. The other thing is that you want to orient them and let them know, are you going to be emailing them again? Do they need to look out for anything else? So this is kind of for everybody listening, but I'm just doing this example for Laurel, right? Are you going to be sending regular emails or a monthly newsletter after this, right? So maybe you establish your newsletter and then once someone buys, they get the monthly newsletter. If so, you want to let them know to look out for that. You then want to get them to use the thing they purchased. Now, I don't know what percentage of people wouldn't use the sort of product that you sell, but for some of us, getting people to actually use what we sell them is such an important part of them getting results. So you might want to make a list of things that you want your new customer to do. Like I know for us, when someone joins the community, the membership, we want them to do their profile. We want them to join a roundtable, right? Some of you will remember this from our nurture sequence. There's certain things that we want you to do because we know they're going to give you a result. We want you to join the Facebook group. The other thing, the fourth thing, is for them to connect with you. And this is about them really understanding your values and why you do what you do. You can share that through either your personal stories or even through customer stories. And here, when you can build these connections, this is how we build loyal fans. This is how we build referrals. This is how we build people who come back again and tell their friends and tell their family. And then the final thing you want to do is move forward. So what is the next thing that you want them to do? What is the next step you want them to take? So maybe it's to refer a friend or share, you know, join you on Facebook, right? So you've got this very simple sequence. So if you imagine there was just five emails that followed every time someone bought, then that's all you need to do, right? You don't have to have a 50-part email sequence. But that's all the email sequence means. So I don't want you to be sort of bamboozled by the terminology. It's just a sequence of emails. And so this would be a post-purchase sequence that you would send to your buyers. But if you were building your email list, if you were building your newsletter list, if that's the simplest way for you to do it, I highly recommend it. But you heard earlier, like Angie's doing the one about poop for women 50+. Others, you know... Joanne Ivy is building one around beading and how to do a particular style of beading. So however you're building your email list, you can also have a sequence for them. So for us, when someone joins our community, and we're just in the process of reviewing these, we have about 6 or 8 emails that we send them over a period of time for them to get to know us. And then they just start to get our regular communications. But you don't want to overcomplicate it. It's just a matter of not having one email go out and then it's very transactional. They don't get to know you, they don't get to like you, right? So that's what that's about. All right, let me see what's happening here. I know how you feel, Laurel, says Judy. I'm finding it hard to see how to create and implement it in my business. Well, hopefully, Judy, that explains it. You could totally do this, especially with your business for sure. Customer stories of their experience in the outback, yes. And she says, also would be for Laurel to have raving fans so they can sell her guides for her. Absolutely. I would love your newsletter, Laurel. My husband and I want to travel to the Northern Territory in the next couple of years. Customer. Joe, you'll have a few of us to have coffee with when you make it to Darwin, says Linda. Very good.
And so, usually the planning process for coming to the Northern Territory is long.
Right.
You know that from statistics like the NT tourism and stuff.
Right. Well, that's great. And, you know, it could even be that on your website, it's like, where do you want to go? Right. And that might be you know, a way to engage them. That might be one of the emails. It's like, you know, why did you choose this destination? Click to reply. I answer to every comment, you know, and you'll start to get reasons why people are traveling. Imagine what you'll get to know about your customers if you can have that sort of engagement. Yeah. And we've got a few other people who want to go to Northern Territory.
And those email sequences, do you set them up in software so they're automated?
Yes. So something like MailChimp allows you to set them up, and like, and you can have them in segments. So you might say all the buyers are getting this sequence and all the prospects are getting this sequence, or right? And there's some real good MailChimp champions inside of our membership who can help you with that. And MailChimp comes as free and also as a paid version. And there's other, you know, more robust systems as your business grows, but and there'll be other systems people will recommend. I just say just start somewhere, get it set up, and then go from there. But yeah, so that's all automated. But there's a couple of other things I wanted to talk to you about. So firstly, those five things I talked about are available in a resource that we're going to put a link to here. And if you're listening to the recording, we will have put these links inside of the email that came with this video. So this is a resource which is exactly those five new customer nurture. So if anyone wants that, that's where you get it. Onboarding emails are the same thing, that customer nurture, their post-purchase. And then I wanted you to think about lead magnets, because again, this is a term that you mentioned, Laurel, that was another one of those, oh my gosh, they're talking about so many things. So a lead magnet is just a way for people to exchange their details with you. So it can be an ebook, 10 things you must see when you travel to the Northern Territory, right? That could be something they download from your website. It could be a report or guide. It could be a checklist, like a 10-part checklist, you know, your 10 things to pack, right, when you're going to the Northern Territory. It could be a free trial that won't apply so much to you, but it might to someone else here in the group. It could be a challenge, like someone like Chandra is doing a challenge where she gets people together, they achieve something over a period of time. A video, a free video course is a lead magnet. A physical product, like your drink bottle, you know, from the supplement company has one of those free shakers. That's a lead magnet. It could be a quiz like Litz is doing, or some sort of diagnostic tool. It could be a tool like a calculator, right? Not for you, but I'm just giving you the idea of lead magnets. It could be a free webinar training or a free online training of some sort. It could be a live event. A free live event can be a lead magnet. We have definitely done these free evening events at which we then made the offer. And so a lead magnet is just a way to people to exchange details. And then we drive people to our lead magnet using our own earned and paid traffic channels. And a lead magnet is something great to have on your website and also to help move site visitors to your email list. But it's also something great to put in your social channels to move people from following you or seeing your stuff on social to actually being on your list. So for example, we have done in the past, like most of these things here, including the physical product. You know, years ago, we used to send out physical tapes. You know, that was a lead magnet. You know, send us your card and we'll send you this free tape. And so these are all ways to build your list. And the reason you want to build your list, it adds value to your business, but it also creates a warm audience that you can then market to. And so what would you say the next step for you is, Laurel, based on all of that?
Oh gosh, there's some, let me think.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to think, but I'll give you a couple more faces. So what to automate? Anything that's done manually that could be managed with a tool or software, your lead generation and that conversion. So if you imagine someone came new to the site, they downloaded the things you must see when you visit the, you know, Outback or whatever. I know Outback is a big, you know, phrase. You know what the right thing is. You nurture them to conversion, right? So you can do all of that automatically. They come to your site, they download the checklist. When they download the checklist, they say, you know, you offer them the product. Your products aren't very expensive. So you could do it in a 1-2 like that. So here's our offer. And you could have a countdown timer. It's normally X95. And for the next 24 hours, it's, you know, $5 off or whatever it is with the countdown timer. And at the same time, you've now got the email address. So they're getting an email saying, hey, just a reminder, hey, thanks again. Just a reminder that we have this offer that closes. Very simple, closed system. That's a funnel.
Yeah.
And it incorporates automation. So we have a resource for you as well. We have full of resources today. It's called Kickstart Your Marketing Automation. It was a masterclass done by one of our members, Kate Mitchell, and it helps you plan for automation, focus on the customer experience from an automation perspective, and just identify the gaps and opportunities in your business for automation. And so we're going to put that link here as well. And as I said, if you are listening to the recording, we will have put this link inside of your email. You good for now?
That's awesome. Thanks, Susie. I've got a lot of research to do. And thinking about lead magnets, I think that might be the next step.
Great. And again, we've got loads of resources on lead magnets. And for some of you, lead magnet really is going to be the next step for you. And towards the latter part of today's session, I'll talk about like the next 90 days and some things you might want to be thinking about, because the alumni are already on this. And so for some of you who have just joined, it's going to possibly be the next step. All right. Julie Donnell. So Julie says she's looking forward to checking in from her childhood home, hometown. She says her queries around trying to minimize the steps up the mountain while still trying to include the qualifying elements of does this sound like you checklist and is this what you're looking for checklist. Potential clients will either see themselves in these checklists and take the quiz and download the ebook or do nothing and move on. I also have a table which distinguishes differences between certain health professionals to further qualify ideal clients. So I feel that there are many different tools to move potential clients from awareness to consideration to conversion. And I'm confused as to where I place all this information on my website, which while still trying to focus on a clear climb up that first mountain. Great. So you bring up a really good point. What you want to be thinking about is one who, one what, one how, and one lead magnet, right? So you have multiple lead magnets, as do we. But if you go to our website, you'll see there's one that we're promoting, and it's our 20 must enter awards for women business owners. So only one. Now you might have others, and you might have multiple lead magnets for the same what, but you're going to choose your lead magnet based on the one that's most relevant to getting people in that awareness stage for the what that you're working on. So you want to think about your lead magnet, which is the way you're going to get people into that awareness stage at the bottom of the mountain, as being on a topic that is perfectly matched to the what that you are selling. And that addresses a pain point and opens up the awareness for the thing that they want to buy. So depending what your what is, which I didn't see outlined in this particular question, is determining what your what is. And then determining, okay, what am I going to call these checklists or downloads or whatever the lead magnet is that's going to make it a natural progression for them to buy this thing. So I'm going to give you an example again in just a moment. And once you've developed one funnel with one who, one what, one how, one lead magnet, you're going to test this. You're going to see if it converts. And then you can create other pathways up the mountain. But for right now, you want to get rid of the confusion by focusing on one and testing it out. So which one? You want to poll your ideal clients, see which one is most relevant to them. Or if you don't know, have a hunch. Which one, or post it in the group. This is my what. This is the lead magnet I'm thinking of. This is the pathway. Okay, and we can take a look at that. Because you can always have a second lead magnet. So if I give you an example, I showed you earlier our Mentor Me special offer. So the way that that one went originally was ebook, webinar, mentoring. So we tried that for a while. Then we figured out that we could just have a checklist. We didn't have to have an ebook. So the ebook is about 35 pages. But we discovered just by trial and error that we could take a little snippet out of the workbook, out of the ebook, and it was just a checklist for what to look for in a mentor or how to know if the mentor is right for you. One pager, right, easier to consume, and it had the same pathway up the mountain. So it went checklist to webinar to mentoring. Right, and so we have three ways to get people up the same mountain to the same what. The ebook, and we have two checklists. And they all work equally well, but we only knew that and we only did that after we had run the ebook. Like the ebook's been downloaded over 5,000 times, I think, now. But now and then we'll use the checklist. And as I said, the conversion rates were still the same. So same who, same what, same how, just a different lead magnet. So while you have a lot of different lead magnets you want to just sort of park them to the side. So I was filling out a form the other day because one of the things we're working on is increasing our email opens and our conversions via email. And I was answering the question for the woman who's running this course, and she said, how many lead magnets do you have? And we literally have over 150. Like, we have one for almost every episode of Content Sells. We have been running webinars, free webinars forever. We have offers that we do in podcasts. We have checklists. We have ebooks. We have guides. We have all sorts of things. But we're not trying to run them all at the same time. Where we're putting our attention on, like right now, as I said, is on one, and that is our 20 must enter awards. That's the one lead magnet. Now, so you just want to know that you've got a ton of great stuff, and you might have a freebies section on your site, and you put them all behind there. So if you go to a freebie section on our site, you'll see there's free webinars, free ebooks, checklists, whatever. But on your homepage, where you want to focus your attention the next 90 days is on the one lead magnet that relates to the what. And so what it might be for you, Julie, is that maybe you don't have the perfect lead magnet for the what that you're wanting to sell right now. So maybe the project for the next 90 days is on creating that lead magnet, whether that's a live presentation, whether it's a webinar, whether it's a guide, whether it's a checklist, whether it's a free download, whatever it is. Okay, some questions here. Da, 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 da. Sonia says, great timing, just about to design a lead magnet. Chandra says, even things like how many days you need to spend where. Oh, this is back to Darwin. Yeah, great. If you have 3 watts, is it best to start with the lowest price watt on your website? Not necessarily, but it could be. Let me come back to that one. Love the idea of a checklist. Do you find lead magnet is best kept simple? Yes, simple. Simple promise, simple delivery, especially the first time you're doing it. Now, the first time, like I said, we've done webinars as lead magnets. We've done all sorts of things. But I want you to keep it simple. Do a checklist. That's going to be your simplest one, right? 10 ways to, or 10 ways to know if you've got a healthy poo. Right, if we're going to go to Andrew's thing, or whatever it is, you're wanting to change your career, right? 10 steps to take to get that dream job, whatever it is. So keep it simple, and not only in its messaging, but in what it takes to consume it and what it takes for you to create it and deliver it. I would rather you have a lead magnet out in the marketplace in the next month than be deliberating on doing a free course or a challenge or something that's going to take a whole long learning curve and that you need a much bigger audience for. Laurel says, thanks everyone. Great reminder that people are not sure where to start in planning a trip to the Northern Territory. I think it's easily doable, of course. I forget the Northern Territory is foreign to others and maybe holds a bit of fear. Yes, absolutely. And Julie says, fantastic. Should I do a separate landing page separate to my website? For a lead magnet, I think that I like the idea of a landing page. Like I said, it's not essential. I would be taking over your website and making the lead magnet prominent. But I think in the beginning, if you're going to be driving, if you don't want to mess with the website, you're going to be driving your traffic to the one place, that's what we did, right? We were creating the Mentor Me offer. The website needed so much work that we just created a landing page. We created an email that went to a landing page. And we kept it really simple. So, yes, I do think that you could definitely do that unless you want to sort of restructure your website. It's going to take a lot longer. So if we're keeping it simple, I'm going to say yes, Julie. Now, I'm just going to back up to this question before. If you have 3 watts, the best place is the best place to start the lowest price watt on your website? Not necessarily. It just depends where your focus is because your website, you might have 3 ways to work with Maria. I don't know exactly what the services are, but just say low cost item, middle cost item, high priced item, right? You could do that. And that's your website. But if you're driving traffic to a particular offer, particular what, then again, you might want a different, more streamlined process. Or if you, like on our homepage, it's a little bit different because we run events. And so at the bottom, it says what's coming up. But we try and keep it as simple as possible. And usually the only thing that's on the website is membership, which we don't even sell all the time, right? The doors open 2 times, 1 time a year on a public opening, and then a couple of times a year, kind of a back way, like some of the people who came in through her business live in the summer. So you want to keep it simple, but I think that you don't have to start with the lowest price item. Absolutely not. All right. That is Julie. Thank you. Hope that helps, Maria. All righty. Now, Jane didn't so much have a question as an update. She said, resources and what we have access to is amazing. She said, I've made a few changes in my business as a result. Yes. Everyone's now talking about ideal, who, what, and how. Still playing a bit of catch up after missing 3 weeks in China. And in particular, I'm having a bit of trouble working out when something is a step up the mountain or whether it's a separate mountain. She said, also, I'm not familiar with automation terms that someone mentioned before. Glad I'm not the only one. So hopefully the automation conversation we had is great, and also check out the masterclass. I recommend that you do watch all three parts of the four parts of the Ideal Marketing Accelerator. And I know you've already accessed the recording from the one day. I want you to go ahead and add your questions to the group to say, like, is this a step up the mountain or is this a different mountain? Now, the thing you want to know is that a mountain has a who, a what, and a pathway how. Okay? And it's about getting people from not knowing who we are to the top. Now, some of those things are going to look like mountains inside them. So if you think about, but they're projects, right? So a lead magnet is not a mountain so much. It's a project that relates to your mountain. So I hope that helps. And mountains can lead to other mountains. That's the other thing. It's like, do you have a mountain range? In which case, great, let's start with one mountain. So if you add your mountain worksheet to the Facebook group, we can take a look at that and clarify anything that is not already clear. Awesome. Okay, Chandra. Chandra's saying, Susie, hope you're happy and well. My first question is about pricing, as that was some feedback from Michelle that my pricing is potentially too low for the offer depending on what my follow-up offer is. So my question is to talk through the current mountain plan, decide if I need to increase the price or work on the follow-up offer. So I know that Chandra has a six-part course. It's $497, and Michelle was saying she thought that was a little inexpensive unless Chandra was counting on selling a lot of these. So I know Michelle asked you a couple of questions like, well, what is the goal and is this an entry to then selling them something else? So that's a decision for you to make. You could, like, $497 under $500 is a great price point. If this is a highly automated course and doesn't take any of your time to deliver, then you could do that. But you could also make it a four-week course and save yourself some time if you haven't already developed it and do it for that price point. Or you can position it as $997 and have a limited time offer of $497, right? Or offer people a coupon. So the reason that Michelle was saying that is that, you know, you $497, you do need to sell a high number of them to make it a really, you know, sort of lucrative business. But I think it's okay. I think you could increase the price. Your way up the mountain is going to just be different and perhaps a bit slower, because making an under $500 decision around a course is different to making a $1,000 or $2,000 decision. And so a couple of options. Keep the price and just make it as automated as possible and just go for the big numbers, or increase the price knowing that it might just take a little more to get people over the line. The question that she was really asking is, once they've done this 497 program, what are you going to sell them? So she's looking to see, and your answer might be no at this point, do you have a higher priced, more high touch product in the background? And you might not. So let me know what your thoughts are. The other thing that you said was about the program and the tagline, and you said you'd love to get some input, and that Michelle had said she liked the CEOU, but she wasn't sure about your tagline, which was being your boss, your own boss in the business of your life. And so again, one of the things that she'd said was that in your ebook, which was part of this mountain, you had some other language, and it was about in-demand skills for women changing a career. And so what, again, I would probably put this in the group so you can get some additional feedback, but what she was saying is talking about transferable skills was kind of made it kind of a long title. But something like mastering the in-demand skills for women ready to change for a career change or something like that is just keeping it more succinct. Keeping it more succinct. The reason she suggested that something like keeping the in-demand skills in the subheading of the course was because the ebook was, she was suggesting something like top 10 in-demand skills for women ready for a career change. So you wanted that, some of that language across to them the title so that they don't feel totally disconnected. How to Name Things is the name of both a webinar and a podcast episode that I recommend you have listened to because it tells you how to name things, just as the title says. And I haven't got the link here, but Robert, could we put the links for those also in the follow-up email that people will get later today? So with the pricing, again, there's no right or wrong. I think Michelle was thinking, well, what is your goal? I don't know if you remember her asking, well, what is your goal on the numbers? Because that's really going to determine if this is a good price or not. But really, if I've done courses and if it's a four-part course, we've done four-part courses anywhere from $497 to $797. You know, eight-part courses for up to $2,000. But that's a harder sell. So I think as you're starting out, this is fine. If you can make it a four-week course, if that is less work for you, if you can automate the process, great. The other thing is that you also have a challenge in there. And again, without listening to the whole recording of what Michelle did, what I know that she was saying that if you're going to do a five-day challenge as a way to make the offer for the course, then what you want to be doing is seeding the fact that you have this course all the way through. All the way through the challenge, they know that this course is coming, that you're not saving it to the last day of the challenge to let them know that you have this course available. Let me know if I've missed anything. Have thought on options for follow-up offer, but have been trying to focus on the front end. Yes, great. I agree. Focus on the front end. Build this mountain out. Get your lead magnet down. Did you also understand her point about if it's a challenge, it means that you do the challenge, you offer the course. That means you have to do the challenge again to offer the course. It isn't. So I don't know if it's a course where you have cohorts go through. So therefore you say, well, I'm going to launch the course twice a year. Or if it's a course that is all pre-recorded and so people can sort of buy it at any time. Are you going to have an open model or a closed model? I think that's what she was asking. From where I'm at, thinking of positioning as worth $997 with an offer of $497 is a good way to test. Awesome. I think that's great. If I knew I could get something for almost half off, you know, for half off for a limited time, I might just jump at it. Awesome. Great. Hope that helps. And any more, then go ahead and just let me know in the group. How are you all doing? I'm going to come over and see your faces. All good? We're doing good? All right. Great. Lovely to see our alumni in here with our new idealists. All right. Got a lot more questions from new people than idealists. I know they're all busy working on their projects at the moment. So there was one question that we found that was posted. Sonia, it was posted in the March Q&A. Post. So obviously our post wasn't totally clear because we found it in March and it said, hopefully I have a valid question. How long would you suggest to test my mountain project? I have nothing to compare it to. Does that make sense? How long to test the project for? I don't even know how to answer that. I think that once you've built the mountain, you've got the who, you've got the how, you've got the what, you then need to start driving traffic to the bottom of the mountain, right? So you're going to see if it converts. I don't know. It depends. What do you think? Where's Sonia? I can't unmute you, so you must be muted at your end. Hello.
Hi. I finally got you. sorry, what was the question? I just forgot.
Well, how long do you think you would want to test it for?
Oh, a couple of weeks, a month, at least a month.
So tell us what the what is.
The what is my annual subscription.
Yeah.
So that's what I would like to sell.
And is it something that's going to be available ongoingly or is it a one-off thing?
It's ongoing for 12 months. So they can keep going once it expires after 12 months.
Okay, got it. Right.
So that's what I'd like to do. So I'd like to offer a magnet saying, look, here's how you can collect how to get paid faster. So bring them in right. That way and right. Bring them up the mountain.
Yep.
So how, I'm a bit confused.
Like, well, I think it's going to probably take you a good 2 months to get the lead magnet done and to get the process done because yeah. You're going to have the lead magnet. How are you going to drive traffic? Is it going to be owned, earned, or paid? What is the process? Are they going to a landing page? Are they going to your website? They're downloading it. You're going to need to be designing things, writing things, building things. Yeah. They get the lead magnet. Then what's the step two? What's the next Tarzan vine? So all that needs to be built. So at that point, you're not testing anything yet. You're still building the funnel. And then you're going to start driving traffic to it. You're going to send out the emails to your database. You're going to put the ads out on Facebook. You're going to whatever. And yeah. So I've been giving yourself some months, right?
Okay. So once it's all established.
Yes.
I meant once it's all up and ready and it's out there, how long do you test it for? That's sort of where I was aiming at. Because I know it's going to take time because I'm in the process at the moment.
Yeah. Well, again, there's no finite answer. It's either going to work or it's not going to work. And so you'll know in a few weeks. Like when we launched the mentoring funnel, we sent out the first email and that weekend sales started coming in. So I knew it was working, yeah. Right? So at that point, we weren't even really testing. You know, what we knew after about 3 months is we knew that we have to get this many ebooks out to get this many people watching the webinar to get this many people buying.
Yeah.
Right. And so then the game became, well, can we tweak anything? Like, can we just do a checklist? Like, can we try a couple of other ways up the mountain? Or, and so it's not, so build it. I'm going to say give it a few months. I am. Like, you really have to try getting traffic to it because if you're not getting enough people to the bottom of the mountain, it's hard to determine how many people are going to get to the what.
Yeah. 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 I get what you mean. Yeah.
Right, and if you've already got a database of tens of thousands of people who are all ideal, right, then it might not take long to see how quickly it takes someone to get up the mountain. Yeah. But if you are also, you know, sort of building that, or you're going to be hiring a list, or you're going to be doing an email swap with someone else in the community, then it might take a little longer.
Yeah. Okay. No, that makes sense. Yeah.
All right. Great.
Thank you.
Anna saying, yeah, just keep tweaking it. Really. Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
All right, everybody's got to go. All right, great. Very good. Okay, so that is all the questions that we have for today. Really good questions, and I hope they were as useful to those of you who didn't ask a question as to those of you who did ask the questions. And these are the exact sort of questions we can answer all the time inside of the group as well. So I want to let you know what happens next. The next time we're together, it is actually a workshop. And the workshops are a little different to the Q&As. We have a little bit of time for questions at the end, but generally we're working on a topic that's going to be relevant to everyone in the group. So for the new idealists, I want you to start thinking about a project that you want to work on over the next 2 to 3 months. And I want you to have a single focus. I know that in your business, it's probably a bunch of things that you could be working on right now. But for your project here inside of Ideal, I want you to think about one thing. Either it's this mountain that you've been working on. That would be my vote. Or it's a segment of the mountain. So for some of you, it's about automation, putting in place automation. For some of you, it's about email marketing. For others, it's about creating that first landing page. For others, it's about fixing the website, right? So it could be a sliver of the mountain. It could be creating this lead magnet. Now I can see for a bunch of you, you're thinking, I need a lead magnet. Now, again, you only need a lead magnet if you've got a what in mind. We always start from the end in mind. We're keeping the end in mind. The end is the what that we're going to sell. And we work backward from that. Who is our who, right? Because that's who we're selling the what to. And then what lead magnet would be relevant for that who? And as I said, we've got lots of resources on lead magnets. And if you've got questions, pop them in the group. And so then creating a lead magnet is a big deal. I mean, we've got people inside of the alumni who are creating a lead magnet. What is it going to be? Is it a quiz? Is it a course? Is it a challenge? Is it a PDF download? Is it a checklist? Go easy. Checklist is good. Okay, so then you've got to write it. You've got to name it. You've got to design it. You've got to put it somewhere so that people can get it. And again, you can do this easy, right? You can create a PDF and send people a link. You know, I'm not saying that you have to get all the ducks in a row and make it super fancy. I just want you to have something that is drawing people to you. It could be that you're starting a newsletter. And so therefore you're saying in the next 3 months, I'm going to start a newsletter. And what I'm going to do is I know I need to break that down into what does the newsletter look like? What are the segments? What is it called? What colors is it? Am I making it a PDF? Am I designing it? Is someone else designing it? How frequently is it going to go out, right? Whatever the project is, we're going to break it all the way down so that you have some clear focus over the next 2 to 3 months that you are working towards. And my encouragement is going to go simpler rather than broad. You can get to everything, but we can't do everything right now. So I want you to choose something that is going to be the biggest needle mover for you getting this marketing mountain executed, if that's what you want to focus on. If you want to focus on something different, you just want to know why you're doing that. Is it because that you think, well, before I get to this mountain, I need to do more work on my who or on my what or whatever it is? But don't go over here onto something totally different because this feels hard. I'd rather you say, you know what, this is the mountain and I've never done a lead magnet, I need to do that. Or I need to understand automation, or I don't have an audience. So my goal for the next 2 to 3 months is going to be to build an email list, or to take my Facebook page from 100 people to 500 people, or from, do you know what I mean? I want you to have a really clear outcome. So inside the group, I am going to be asking you to post what your project is that you want to be working on, because then we're going to get really laser focused on what does that mean? How does it break down? If you remember from the one day and possibly even our last session, always looking at what is the vision for the business, what is my strategic objective, then what are the projects, and then what are the actions related to the projects. Don't worry if that all sounds overwhelming. It is awesome and you're going to love it and it's going to make such a big difference to you. Everyone's questions with your clear practical replies were invaluable for guiding me forward. Thank you. Thank you. And Chandra is saying it's valuable. He answers to other people's questions. Linda's got a logistics question. When you say send a link for a download, where are things linked to? Cost me 54 cents. Google Drive or Dropbox or something similar. How does it actually work? Yeah, all those things, right? Again, at the simplest thing, you could put a PDF inside a Google Drive and send people a link. You could totally do that. Or you could host it on Amazon. Like, again, there's a lot of people here in the group doing things very different ways. And so don't worry about the technical side of it. Decide what it is that you're going to do, and then we can work out the logistics. You know, because say it is a free download, you can go landing page, you opt in, it speaks to your database. The next page they see says it's on its way. Your database sends an email. In that is a link to a PDF that's hosted in Dropbox or hosted somewhere. Right? There's distinctions that I don't want to overwhelm you with the distinctions, but we're going to keep it real, real simple because it's really about getting to the finish line with this, getting it done. And I can help you through all that. Linda, they link to wherever you store the lead magnet. I use Amazon, Susanna James. It costs me 54 cents a month, although I don't have a lot of traffic to it. So all those resources are available. That's what's so powerful about this community is that we're all doing these things at different levels and can help. Chandra says, is it possible to get access to the planner that some of the alumni had, or is that you skipping ahead? Yes, it's you skipping ahead, but you are going to have access to that. Yeah. Thanks, Anna. That's clear. Thanks, Susie. Terrific. All right. I'm going to encourage you to share in the group, ask lots of questions in the group. We have 8 minutes, so I'm just going to open up your lines really quickly. You really literally have time for you don't even have a time for 1 minute per person. So just a couple of words. Any takeaways, Jo?
Everything, I think, but I really like the lead magnet. The lead magnet. Sorry.
Great. I can see some lead magnets in our future. I love it. Ange?
Everything too. I think mine's all ready to go and moving forward. But thank you for that tip about who that person is. I can frame that a lot better now. Perfect.
Awesome. Terrific. Yeah. And Joanne Chandra is saying that she, that she had a link to the planner. But you'll get the training around the planner. It's not going to be, as useful without the training, but it is in there. Christy Lee.
Yeah, look, I found that all really useful. Sonia's question about testing the mountain, I think was really good for us that are new to doing that. So that's been great.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Linda?
I'm feeling like I'm a baby step closer to getting it done.
Good. And congratulations on your flyer.
Thank you.
All right. And Judy?
Lots of things. There's a lot to be done. I'm a bit confused, basically because of the way our website's set up at the moment, whether I need to do a few things there beforehand.
Yeah, why don't you post some screenshots and tell us what you're thinking?
Okay, that might be easy.
Yeah, it's because it's a visual thing. Sean?
Again, I think everything, Susie. It was great to get that answers about lead magnets, given your comment that once I've basically mined my existing contacts, I really need to start thinking about how to, you know, automate and generate leads with a lead magnet. So that's something for me to work on, and certainly, you know, presenting the proposal, not taking it for granted that because they requested it, they really want it. So a few things to work on, especially in light of Michelle's feedback. She offered some feedback around scripting that call. So, yeah, combined, that's really helpful. And I feel a lot more confident to move forward. So thanks very much.
Good. Let us know how you go. Julie. I think you're muted at your end.
I love the one who, the what, the one who, the one what, the one how, and the one lead magnet. That's really clarified it for me. And just a quick question I asked in the chat, you may not have seen it. With the landing page, do you, you don't put any testimonials, it's nothing else, because I've got a pop-up that comes on the website, but with the landing page, do you just keep it as the offer?
You can include testimonials and all that stuff. Pop this question in the group and I can even give you links to a couple of examples.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Awesome. Sonia.
My takeaway is that I don't have to do everything all at once because I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm stressing now, but I'm finding that I am making progress. So I feel reassured listening to what you said that it's work in progress.
It is. And that's exactly it. It's like it can't all, you're learning so much and, yes, you know, it takes time for that to settle and then you try something out and then it works or it doesn't work and then we correct. And so it, that consistency of just taking the next step is where it's at. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you. So
thank
much.
You.
Thank you. Chandra.
Hello. I am currently on Koh Phangan Island in Thailand.
I was going to say, are you in Thailand?
Yes. Yes. So demonstrating the future of my ideal business to be able to work from anywhere. So that's awesome. Today was really great. Mick thinks I'm an insane person to be getting up early to be on this call. I'm just excited. Really great being on the call today. And I think for me, the takeout is that I've got all the right pieces. I'm just going to keep chipping away, knowing that the bigger picture, the back end, I've got lots of ideas, but I don't want to get too distracted. I'm just going to focus here and know I can increase the price as I go. I've got some ideas of maybe ways that I could pull out my time in the program to, you know, I guess position that, but I'm also seeing as this is a big experiment for me to continue to get more testimonials, test and tweak. So feeling good about it.
Excellent. Enjoy your holiday.
Yes, I will. I promise.
How exciting. How exciting. Maria.
Yeah. What Chandra just said, the test and tweak, like I've just got clarity. So even if I might not have all the answers, I feel like I've got the clarity to just continue testing and tweaking and moving forward. So thank you.
Thank you. Alrighty, Anna, lovely Anna.
Hello. I really, really need to do some sort of planning around my project, and today has just sort of got me back in. It's a bit of a reset for me. So, yeah, thank you. Thanks, Susie. And
very good.
I hope you're in New York.
Sorry. Sorry, say that again.
I hope you're loving New York. I trust you are.
I am loving New York. If anyone wants to know what I'm up to, follow me on Instagram. I only use Instagram for personal stuff like food and whatever, but I've been posting a lot more since I've been here. So anyway, I'm just Susie Daphnis on Instagram if you want to check it out. Selena.
Oh, I feel so relaxed and at home. So much to do, but I feel like, you know, like I, with your guidance and no questions seems stupid. You know, and it's amazing. It's good. I'm relaxed and I know there's so much more to do. So much to do, but it's good.
Good. Very good. Thank you, Selena. Laurel.
Look, all of this work I did on the weekend for the sales funnel and hearing the answer to the automation questions today, Susie, thank you. I just feel like I'm reinvigorated. I'm very excited about this next step because it's all new to me, this email, all this nurturing and sequencing and all of that. So thank you. I feel quite invigorated.
I love it. You're so funny. All this nurturing and sequencing. And thank you. Yeah, go Laurel. Lisa.
Hello.
Hello.
This is just getting the funnel a bit more fleshed out has been great. Thank you for that. And I will go and check it out on the mentoring, Mentor Me, just to get some more focus around that. But also in terms of giving something back with the response to the quiz, I've realised that I can actually incorporate links back to the website as part of that, and then I can actually drive even the people that don't take up an offer, I can actually drive them back to the website so they can engage with me a little bit more there. So that's been fantastic. Thank you. Yeah, good.
So anytime someone signs up and they don't buy, that's not the end of it. We need to have a sequence, Laurel, for bringing them back around, right? Always. Very good. Thank you, Litza. Hey, Katie.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Sorry, I missed you. I've just been recording 3 online lessons for clients. Been busy.
Well, very exciting. No worries. You'll get the recording later. And I was telling the guys earlier that how excited I am about you joining the mastermind.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm super excited too. Yeah.
All right. Glad you can make the last bit of this. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll go back and look.
Okay. All right. And Jane Gallagher.
Oh, hi. Thanks for everything today and getting my head around what I need to do, and I will be posting probably this week some ideas I've got around my sales funnel. So yeah,
perfect. Looking forward to thank getting you so much your and welcome back. Yeah, thank you. All right, just got a couple more. Let's do them the honor of just hearing them very quickly. Joanne Ivy.
Hi Susie. Yeah, just a bit of a refresher for me today, and it's good seeing all the new idealists having lots of aha moments.
Yes, it is good, isn't it? It's great. And, you know, it's like where, you know, the alumni is just like 1 or 2 years like of having gotten to know this language and implementing these things. And so they're, you know, there's never like these are the fundamentals. This is like the foundation moves, Michelle and I like to call them. And we just get better and better at the foundation moves, right? And the first time you do a lead magnet, it's so much more difficult and more complex than the 10th time you do it or you know, any of these things. But it still comes down to the key fundamentals. And mastery in anything is developing the moves over and over. In our mastermind program, we talk about this all the time. It's like, it's just like the master in a martial art or in anything that you do it to a level of mastery. It's like there's the core things that you know to do again and again and again. Do you like that? That's my martial arts. I don't know how to do martial arts. That's like all this thing I could do. Oh dear. All right. I think that's everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. Enjoy the rest of your day. I will see you in the group. I look forward to answering more of your questions in there. And yeah, hit me up for whatever questions you have. Enjoy the rest of your day and see you soon. Bye for now. And thank you, Robin, in the background, running it all. Bye.